Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Okay, Heather, here's a quote from your book, Sober Mercies, and you're going to need to help me on this one a little bit because it's good and it's still a little confusing to me. God comes to us disguised as our life, wooing us through our misery towards surrender, at least. That's how it was for me.
Yeah.
So talk about that, because it's really interesting. God comes to us disguised as our life, wooing us through our misery towards surrender.
Yeah, I was talking about the fact that, you know, God uses, you know, our life and whatever struggle it is that we are having and whatever is in front of us that we feel we can't overcome or fix or win over, that often those things, you know, God is letting us come to the end of ourselves. He is letting us, sometimes we are flailing and trying to control whatever that is, and God is wooing us through our misery. In other words, allowing us to be so, so miserable that we will finally come to the end and surrender to Him. And I felt like that's what happened in my life, you know, that that even through all these years of misery and of things being so hard, that He was wanting me to get to the end, and He wasn't, you know, I wanted to just be happy and for God to just whammo fix me and take away the alcoholism. But now I'm grateful because I understand for the first time what it means to be desperate for God and to be, you know, completely actually dependent on Him, not just have a set of beliefs about Him,
mm-hmm.
which is really what I had until I was completely lost in my alcoholism. And, you know, I became a Christian when I did because my sister influenced me and her love influenced me and God won my over my heart, and it seemed like such a good idea, and then I got pregnant. I wanted to live my life and have my kids have values.
Mm-hmm.
And it made sense to me. And okay, if it's a free gift and Christ died for my sins, why wouldn't I say yes to that?
Mm.
But that's very different than knowing the depths of your depravity. And really experiencing the experience of trying to save yourself and not being able to,
mm-hmm.
and getting desperate. And that's what my alcoholism did for me and why my faith was kind of had to be reborn in a whole new way when I got sober. Because finally, I really was ready to actually rely on God, and I knew He was my only hope. I knew there was no hope, and I needed to get to that place. They need to come into the light, and they need to have the consequences, and usually only then can they get sober and stay sober.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.